Welcome back to EcoTalk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg. And here at EcoTalk, we cover everything from the practical to the political to the plundering to the products to the programs to the policies that are working to what is possible. Well, in this segment, we're going to talk about the practical, some of the things you can do to help this embattled planet of ours with Wendy Richardson. She's the creator of a series of books called Nerdy Books. I love that. And this particular series is Just the Tips Man, or that's the general series. This one is Just the Tips Man for Protecting the Environment. Highly needed, I would say, and it's jam-packed full of information, and it's presented in a very fun, colorful, even entertaining way, I would say. And it's one of those books you can put on the back of the toilet, and when you are in there having a couple of moments to yourself, just pick up a tip a day. It's really easy to read. You'll grasp it because, well, you'll take a few minutes and you get it and you think about it, hopefully, and then go out and incorporate it into your life, busy as it is. So, want to welcome Wendy Richardson to EcoTalk. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for doing this book.
Thank you, Betsy.
Now, we really like your approach because we like to think that's the same as our approach here at EcoTalk, sort of gloom and doom with a sense of humor, to use a line from Grist magazine, another one of our favorite partners, to really bring something that can be so global and abstract and overwhelming and at times daunting, and especially in this era of global warming and Al Gore's movie, which I hope all of you are running out to see, An Inconvenient Truth. People are just starting to wake up to the problems and waking up and smelling the carbon dioxide and saying, uh-oh. What do I do? I'm only one person. How do I, like, change my life? I can't change society. I can't change the way this country does business. What can I possibly do? But, of course, if people then, get stuck there and don't do anything, then we're going to continue to have the mess that we're beginning to see. If people get empowered to realize one person can really make a difference, and, in fact, it does begin in our own backyard, never more so than when it comes to protecting our environment, then we can start to see change. So thanks for doing this kind of book in particular. On the corner of the cover, Wendy, you have a cartoon guy playing the guitar. It says, "Saving the Earth is not a spectator sport, dude." Inside, there are 365 tips, I thought so, one for each day of the week and the year, and encouraging people to become players rather than spectators. Why is that particular angle so important?
The angle, you're asking me the angle of the...
Yeah, why should people... Tip? This is not just a book to read. It's not just a coffee table book. It really is meant to motivate.
That's right. Yeah, well, we're just trying to help people actually take some actions. You mentioned Al Gore's book. Al Gore's book is kind of a top-down approach. Ours is sort of a bottom-up approach. These are easy, fun things that you can do to help save our planet today, like you said. Whether you're in your kitchen on the way to the mall, you can stop using aluminum foil and start using plates to cover your leftovers in the refrigerator. That's an easy thing that you can do, and you can do it today.
And you mentioned Al Gore's book, also a movie by the same name, An Inconvenient Truth. Both are out now, so go out and see the movie and buy the book. Now, you've done a lot of different topics in your Just the Tips Man series. First of all, why didn't you do Just the Tips Woman, or does man just sound better?
Yeah, I think it came from Just the Facts Man.
Yeah.
We've had that about 10 years now.
Okay, so we won't get stuck on that, but I do want to ask you, was there some personal background of yours that made you especially interested in taking on this topic? I mean, most of the dummy guidebooks and idiot guidebooks deal with really important things like how to use software, and even more compelling, how to be a bartender, everything under the sun. I have a little bit of sarcasm here in case you can't pick that up. But protect the planet. Why would anyone want to help people do that?
It's, when you're asking me something personal that happened, I had children. I think that's one of the first things that got me interested in the environment and reducing my family's ecological footprint. But one thing that really inspired me, I was reading Julia Butterfly's book, One Makes the Difference. Mm-hmm. You actually mentioned something like that a few minutes ago. And, she's the woman that sat in the tree in the Redwood Forest for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And
and speaks at every environmental conference I go to.
As I was reading her book, I was thinking, if she can sit in a tree for 2 years, I can write a book. And her book was full of statistics, facts, stories. Statistics had a really big impact on me because I'm kind of a statisticaholic. And while I was reading her book, I thought, why not do the same format, the same sort of fun tip-of-the-day format that we do with our computer books? Why not do that on the environment? And that kind of was the impetus behind starting this project, which has been a real labor of love for the last 2 years.
Well, as a mother of two and you have a couple of other businesses on the side, I understand. I applaud you for writing a book. It's not that easy. I've been trying to get mine out for about 3 years. And in fact, about 3 or 4 years ago, I had an idea for a book called It's Easy Being Green. But of course, I didn't have time to do it with the radio programs and being a mom myself and all that other stuff we need to do to live. But I mentioned it to a friend and she actually turned it into a book called It Is Easy Being Green.
Oh, I've seen that. I just saw that yesterday.
Yeah, it's out there. I'm glad you found it because it isn't easy to find. And we actually are going to do a little giveaway. I have 10 copies of that book. And if you email me at betsy@ecotalk.net and say you'd like a copy of It's Easy Being Green, and maybe we can even give away Wendy Richardson's book, although I won't do that on her behalf.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, first 10 people who write, we'll send them to you. And they're both great. And there may be a little bit of overlap, but there's enough to go around. And hey, if you want to get both, give one to a friend. It's a great, make a great gift for any occasion. And in that book, we also discuss some of the things that you can do that are easy. It's really important to break it down and not just be, okay, we've got to stop global warming. And this is a real good entry point for people who I hope are just really beginning to absorb the mess we're in. So, Wendy, how did you actually categorize it? How is it broken down? Do you have chapters or different topic areas that people want to just flip through and say, what can I do to green my home? Or how can I, you know, green my my transportation or food I buy or at business? How is it separated out?
Yeah, we broke it into different sections. We started out with just easy things you can do, and then we broke it out into recycling plastics and then glass and aluminum. And then we talked about transportation and water use and lawn and gardening. And there's about, I would say, about 20, 25 sections in there that pretty much cover just about any aspect of the environment. And there's something you can do. There's an action you can take for just about anything.
Mm-hmm. And have you done them all? Have you practiced what you preach?
Oh, yes, of course. All 365.
And you have time to write a book.
No, we do. I would say, I was trying to think about that. We do about 80% of what's in the book. And my kids sometimes aren't the most popular kids at parties because they're the ones running around collecting the bottles and cans and putting them in bags and bringing them home with them.
I understand. Having an 11-year-old myself who thinks it's normal to spit at Hummers. I shouldn't say spit. Stick her tongue out.
Yeah, I recently spoke at my daughter's third-grade class, and that was pretty enlightening. We live in an area that has a very high median income, actually a very wealthy area of the country, with a median income of around $92,000, I think I looked it up. And I spoke recently to her class of about 15 students and was just really shocked at how little they knew about recycling, landfill, packaging. And as you can imagine, most of those children's parents are very well educated. You know, they take piano lessons, horseback riding, they play all the sports, but they have no idea that there's a number on the bottom of plastic that indicates, you know, the type of plastic that the item is. And they definitely had no idea that the local recycler doesn't take anything but number one.
A lot of adults don't know that.
You know, and I've actually told that story to several people, and most people kind of look at me kind of funny as if they're not aware that there's a number actually on the bottom.
I know. These are educated adults who live, like you say, where you are, which is middle upper income. Same with me here in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. It boggles my mind, and it really gives me a lot of compassion for the folks at the recycling plant who must be sitting there separating all this and going, why can't these people, hey, dude, you know, this is not rocket science here, you know? You look at the number in the triangle, and then you do accordingly.
Right, and one of the things that we do try to do in our book is not only just give statistics and things you can do, but we also try to educate you on things like picking through the recycling at the plants and, the amount of available water there is on the earth. We try to educate you as well.
You know, I was very pleased to read about a school in our community a couple of years back, actually a very forward-thinking teacher who had her elementary school kids, I'm not sure what grade it was, but fairly young, as a lesson in demonstrating how much garbage we Americans create. And again, we're about 4% of the world's population. We create 25% of its waste and use that same proportion amount of its resources, the planet's, made the kids carry around all the trash that they generated over the course of 24 hours in their backpacks. And that, I'm sure, made quite an impression and hopefully has never left them. Do you plan to sort of take your book on the road and speak to school kids? Since, as you said, children are not quite as savvy as I think many parents like to think. I think they feel like, well, you know, I missed the boat, but my kids are going to be, you know, eco-savvy, but not necessarily.
Yeah, we already are. We've just spoken now to, in the last couple of weeks, to three more schools, and that is our hope. We plan to do a Just the Tips Kids series on the environment.
Great.
And other topics, and that one we've already started, and it's going to be 180 tips for a typical school year, which is 180 days. And, so that's our plan. I think the children, to repeat a cliche, the children are our future, and if we educate our children, they'll educate their children and grandchildren, but they'll also educate their parents and grandparents who maybe didn't grow up in an environment with, you know, dollar stores and plastic bags and plastic water bottles.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask you this last question. When my producer was flipping through the book, she said, it's a great book, lots of great pictures and information, but all the characters seem to be Caucasian. and she said she asked you about that, and your answer was?
Yeah, well, we've had those characters for quite a while. When we first started the books, they were nerdy books, and that's actually where the books are, at nerdybooks.com. It's a little confusing. But the nerdy characters all seem to be Caucasian males, and then we actually added a female to the nerdy characters, and now our illustrator is frantically drawing new, diverse characters. We've been told this now for a couple of months, and I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised at our next book, especially the one for children. It will.
An equal opportunity nerd drawer. They shouldn't just be stereotypically guys with their pants hanging down with the glasses, the computer geeks, right? That's, I guess, what we picture when we think of nerds.
That's right. Is what we think.
Can a woman be a nerd? Nerdette? I don't know. So all kidding aside, I'm glad you've written this book, and I hope a lot of people will pick it up. It's a great read, and it's a resource. You can just refer to it as you have time. Thanks, Wendy Richardson. Good luck with the book.
Thank you, Betsy.
And it's called Just the Tips, Man, for Protecting the Environment by Nerdy Books. Stay with us. We'll be back right after these messages.